Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's your boy Dijon, back at it with another one. Remember to follow, like, subscribe, probably turn on your notifications just in case we, you know, like whenever I drop a new one or a new release. Again, thank you for listening. Today, I'm not too sure what to call this one, so we just gonna start with the story of how this episode came to be. So I'm at the gym the other day. Matter of fact, it's two different stories. So I'm at the gym. The first one is talking to this dude. He comes in. He was like, he told me how he got, you know what I'm saying, he got messed up over the weekend or whatever, he's been drinking. That's how he starts it off. Then I see him again. He like, hey, bro, do I look fat? Now, again, this probably doesn't sound like how you think it's going to go. But I'm like, all right, nah. And then, again, he just kind of relates to me what happened over the weekend. Him and his friends went out. They was drinking. And then they got to doing some other stuff. Now, prior to this, he had just got out of a relationship that didn't end the way that he liked. So, keep that in mind. So, when we're talking, he's like, yeah, man, I know I shouldn't be drinking, like, because he wants to compete. So, he does. He's, like, one of those really, really fit dudes. But he was like, yeah, man, like, you could tell, like, the guilt was bothering him. He knew he wasn't supposed to be doing it. And then, he proceeds to tell me how he's doing okay. He got this young lady that's down for the cause and down with the draws. And you know how he doesn't necessarily, like, technically he wants more than what she has to offer, because what she's giving him is more related to just kind of like pleasure, right? She's really kind of like trying to seduce his ego and not actually kind of seduce his soul. Then the other story, which kind of ties in, but it doesn't. So I'm talking to this young lady at this time, and she's going through some things. Well, she had disappeared from the gym. She didn't come for like a month or more, right? So checked on her. She said that she was going through something mentally, had to get over that hump. Now she's back at it. So then asking her, does she have a support group? Nope, doesn't feel like she could talk to anybody, or doesn't want to relate to stuff, because, you know, for, I think, trust issues and then getting her emotions out. But then at the same time, when it comes to relationships, she's down again. She's kind of like the hopeless romantic type. Right? What do these two stories have in common that I'm going to address tonight is emotions. Now, I'm going to speak mainly to the dudes for the instance. Like, I don't, again, when it's hard to speak on a woman's side without the woman being present. So I just necessarily don't want to assume some things, but give you my, kind of like my little touch on emotions. Because when it came to the dude, I instantly knew what it was, right? So he's going through something emotionally. He's going through a hard breakup, and what he was doing is, instead of like seeking and kind of digging within, grounding himself, he's been pretty much taken from the outside world, going into tangible things, like really kind of just kind of cover it up. That's the best way I could put it for right now. So when we talk about emotions, now let's get into me. I feel like I represent a generation of people, and like I said, I can't speak for a majority, but I know there's some people out there that feel like I wasn't taught to deal with my emotions, especially not at a young age. We automatically assume that, or if I had to give it characteristics, emotions characteristics would be for weakness, it would be for vulnerability, feminine, right? You would say that, like, because that's one of the things that we all like attribute to women, is that they're emotional, without realizing that there's an intelligence that comes with it. So for me, I used to tell people I had two emotions, that's happy and anger, because I rarely feel sad. Like, this is before attributing like depression and stuff like this. I really had two emotions, because either I'm going to be in a good mood and I always like to make people laugh, or I'm going to be pissed about something. But like I said, I would like to consider myself very rational and analytic. So I don't really like to just lash out. I mean, like, if I do something, like, well, now let me not say too much, you know what I'm saying, because it is on wax. But that's kind of how I view the emotional sense. Like, if you wanted to talk about anything else, I wasn't down for it. So even, I feel like that was something that's been lacking throughout my life. Especially, like I said, when I had a daughter. So once I had my daughter, things changed, because I knew that I felt like I wasn't whole, due to expression of emotion. But I know that when I looked at my little one, and sometimes my little mama, my daughter, I knew that a part of me that I had to give her emotion. I had to show her that it's okay to be emotional, that it's okay to be sad, that it's okay to be happy. It's okay to, honestly, it is okay to use fear as long as you don't let it stop you. All these things, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that that would make her whole. So as this is coming along, now I have to address it. I can't just brush things out there under the rug and say that I'm going to be okay, especially when I'm not okay. Like, I realized later in life how much fear played a part into just different aspects of my life and how I use it sometimes to motivate me to succeed and sometimes how I use it to kind of stagnate or put off some things. So first and foremost, when it comes to emotions, is that, like I said, it's an intelligence within itself. And if I use the metaphor of life being a canvas and us painting pictures, or us using different colors to paint or make something, a portrait or something like that, right? Emotions help brighten things. Emotions help add depth to the spectrum of reality. And it's only limited by our emotion and our ability to express our emotions, to identify our emotions, to actually be one with our emotions. Like, you need this to fuel yourself, or not even fuel as much as, like I said, it'll brighten things up for you. Because the more in tune with your emotions you are, the more you're able to describe life in a varying different ways. Like, in one of the psychology classes that I took, I remember they were talking about language and how it could limit people, or how it could really, like, it could become limitless, for lack of better words. They use Eskimo, and I said, I forget how many words in Eskimo language. Forgive me if I don't know what that's actually called, that there is to define or describe ice, right? And they said, oh man, like, I mean, one of the things that was said was that, oh, they must really like ice because they have so many ways of saying it. If you look at, I can't think of, I may be, it's either Spanish, which, you know, have Latin roots, or one of the other ones where they're talking about colors. And you know how, like, we got red, like, in the English language, or at least the American English version, we have, like, red, light red, pink, green, light green, baby blue, light blue. And then, I mean, now, if you really know your variations, there's sky blue and different things like that, green, light green, yellow green, all these different things. But if you go to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Latin one and the Spanish, where they have a bunch of different ways of saying red, right? So I bring up this point, if I've lost you, to just say that emotions are kind of like the same way that other cultures use to kind of describe a color, to describe ice, to describe whatever it may be. So the more in tune, the more in depth with you are, the more you'll be able to really express yourself, the more clarity you give to life. So when I say, like, I grew up in a generation where it wasn't okay to really express it, especially not, again, to let alone talk to another man about my emotions, bro, was not okay. Because again, I didn't want to seem soft, and I didn't want to be looked upon as kind of weak or a show of vulnerability, not understanding what those two words really meant. So to tie it into the story, when I get to talking to this young man, like I said, already I know what's kind of going on in essence. So because he's not willing to deal with his emotions, because he's not willing to take it all in and to address what he's feeling about this heartbreak and what this young lady meant to him, he's just chasing an emotion now, right? Because he wants to feel something else so bad that he's doing something negative to himself just to feel different. So he knows that he values his body, right, just as much as he values probably his mind. So because he mentally knows that he's doing what he's doing is not making him feel right. He actually feels guilty, even though he consistently has been doing it since the heartbreak. So his lack of acknowledging his emotion of being probably hurt, we'll put that hurt, which leads to a whole bunch of different things. Because when you're hurt, you know, most people don't get that anger is not an actual primary emotion. It's secondary. Usually somebody who's hurt feels it's either sadness, guilt, and I think there might be one other one, if I'm not mistaken, is it Paul Ekman? You could go check him out. I think it is Paul Ekman that was doing it. But remember that anger is not a secondary. So He's feeling some type of way. Now, what is he going to do? One of the things that he's in control of is his body. That's something he also cherishes, right? So instead of attacking his mind, because everybody knows a good mind is a terrible thing to waste, he goes for the one thing he can control, his body. The one thing that he values a lot is his physique. Because again, remember I told you that this young man, he was sitting there going after it, and since he's in control of it, now he's doing things to jeopardize his body, to sabotage his body, to really get at himself, because he doesn't know what he wants to do with his emotions. Now let's go to me and how I figured. Again, I could be wrong. Remember, I am not licensed in any way. I think, if I'm not mistaken, in a Dancing with Depression, when I told you that one of the things that what I would do in a depressive episode, right, when I would have them, would start to sabotage my body. I may have even touched on this. I can't remember. If I think I did Success Suicide, where I said what you do is you start doing things to intentionally hurt yourself. I'm not gonna abuse my mind. I read on a daily basis, but what I do is it's like I feed my mind to abuse my body, and I know what I'm doing. Right, I'm fully aware of it, but it's almost as if it's not today me's problem, it's tomorrow's me problem. So tomorrow me's gonna have to deal with it. Youthful thinking, right? Or just, you know, you can't even say ignorance is bliss on this one. Tomorrow comes a lot quicker than we think. So I know for me, personally, like I said, that's what I would do. One of the things was, I'm also somebody who cherishes my physique just as much as I cherish my mind. So what I would do was, I may drink sodas, I may eat terrible. Like, if you see me now compared to what I used to be, like, I done went through my transformations, but I know that's one of the things that I would do, right? I'll stop caring about appearances. I may not, like, right now, don't get me twisted, like, I'm not shaving just because, like, bro, it's time consuming and stuff like that, but I'm gonna shave, get a haircut, right? Barber been tripping. But it's little things. It's the things that you care about most that you have in your immediate control that you'll start to get rid of. Because not only will emotions affect other relationships, like, okay, let's say this, right? Another way to look at it is when it came to a romantic relationship, because I don't do this in friendships. What I do in a romantic relationship is when things get comfortable, right, which you could say is a state of an emotional being, right, comfort, being at peace, being mindful, being at ease, I will go for something uncomfortable. It is sometimes comfortable for me to be uncomfortable, to be unstable. You could say that fear plays a part into it, because one of the things is, like I said, I may meet a young lady, she has all the requirements that I'm looking for at that moment, we're still building, it gets too comfortable, I find a way to shake things up. Now, I have a habit of being a person who, if you know me, you know that, like, if I rock with you, I think I said this before, if I rock with you, I rock with you. So even in a romantic relationship, because I take the time to get to know a nice young lady, that she knows that I actually care for her. But what I'll do is I'm not going to give all game of how I do it, but I find ways to disrupt the system. So then when it does end, it ends on a note that doesn't put me, like, I don't necessarily burn the bridge, but you know it's over, right? Again, emotional well-being, not being tapped in. And that was one of the things that I had to, again, have to catch later in life, because you got to ask yourself and understand who you are and go why. One question, like, I always go back to self-love. I always feel like self-love is one of the keys to a lot of things that we're looking for in life. You know what I mean? For real, for real. All right. Self-love, because you know you got to ask yourself, are you worthy? And that's like, and I posed that question to that young man. What is it about himself that he doesn't deserve to eat right, to get the body that he wants, to find a relationship? Because remember, I told you he had one that was down for the calls, down with the draws. And I do want to say, ladies, real quick as a side note, right, a man likes to feel like he can achieve something. And that thrill of the hunt, to know that, you know, we have to feel like we work for something. Now, you make us work too hard, we're not going to want you. You make us work less than what your value is, we're not going to appreciate you. So we'll end up neglecting you before we end up respecting you and really overall accepting you. You know what I mean? Like, if you make it too easy for us. So again, he Oh, and I forgot to leave this out. When he was talking about the young woman that he had, he described it, like, with the other relationship, that what made that relationship so cool was that they got to a point where he felt that he could be emotionally at ease, and he had an emotional connection with people. So when we talk about sex, like, when I be describing it to other people, I say I either, you know what I mean, for lack of better words, I either fuck for sport or we're doing it to have an emotional connection. So it may not necessarily be making love, but it may be close to it, right? Like, I think there's only a couple of partners that I can say that I probably actually made love to. But the, like I said, on some of the other ones, it really may be a genuine emotional connection because of how, due to our relationship, that it went from us just being cool to us combining, you know what I mean? And I'm not going, and it's like, it's not even like I said, to sound like I'm deeper than what I is, but I do, I always, like, you, if I could find somebody who really knows me from back in the days and saw it, or maybe even like my college days, would I tell you, I think that sex is about, it's a spiritual connection, ultimately, like I said. But don't get me wrong, I do fuck for sport, which means there ain't no emotional connection. I'm, you know, that's kind of like that, you know what I mean, that thing, right? Not even trying to be funny. So again, he gets the emotional connection, to kind of go back to what we was talking about, is that now he's had that taste. So now that him and a young lady have split, not only did they split, you know what I mean, they split in a way that wasn't something he can control, right? He could not control that, because I know for a fact that he tried to get her back, but it didn't go the way that he wanted. So now it's almost as if his goal has been thwarted, or if has somebody got into a way of something, and then his world has actually been taken up under him. So instead of dealing with his emotional and being able to express him in a sense that it would benefit him to be like, hey, because he goes to the gym again. Gyms don't solve problems. If anybody doesn't know that, I'm going to say that again. Gyms don't solve problems. They help. They don't solve. So he goes to the gym. That doesn't help. Right. So then what's next? Okay, man, that's not helping. Friends, hey, let's go out. Let's do one and two things. We're going to turn up. We're going to do all the stuff. Let's get it lit. Man, that doesn't help. But yet he keeps doing it because that drinking, just like drugs, make him feel something else. And at this point, he wants to feel anything but heartbreak. See, one of the things about men and women, like I said, I don't know about today's generation or the ones that are coming up. I know if I had a son, I would try to express to him to use his emotions, like, and at least try to give him more intelligence than I had growing up. Women are kind of more tapped into us. Like, as men, we kind of make fun of them because we know that sometimes what women do is they take emotions and they use emotions and say that they're logic and they're fact, and it's not, because when you hit them in an argument, they go, well, I feel, okay, that's how you feel, but this may not be the case. And as a man, we like, okay, that's what you felt, but again, that's not the reality. Let's talk about use facts, and they don't want to use facts. Emotions doesn't know facts, you know what I mean? Like, if you really think about it, the eyes can't explain, you know what I'm saying? Like, the eyes can't explain to the heart what they didn't see, and people don't get that. So women come up on an emotional level more stronger than us because they're actually told and taught how to do it, how to express it, how to use it. Like, if you look at how we treat babies, and we see that when the kid, like a boy, cries and he's fussy and he's this, that, and the third, and it's that. And then you see how, like, when men and women handle a little girl, if you notice, they're more emotionally tough. Oh, my God. Like, they tend to her more. They try to help her express it. They let her know it's okay. They do all this from a young age all the way up. You know what I mean? Like, the only time that they try to nip that at the bud is when the emotions become, like, they don't serve a purpose or nobody wants to deal with it. But for the young man, he just keeps, like, we were told to kind of push it down, bottle it up. Like I said, remember that old saying that, you know, boys don't cry or men don't cry? We know that's not the case, right? What it is that men and boys don't know how to express or handle their emotions. Hence why when something that can be talked out and used by words, we use our fists. Hence, I'm not going to lie, I think a lack of emotional intelligence is the reason why we have stupid ass wars, to be honest with you. The reason why feuds start is because we don't have the emotional intelligence to deal with our situation. And so, to wrap this up, because again, you know, I don't really like to go too long, considering that it's just me talking about myself. But if I had to leave on a note of what would be the purpose of this, learn to deal with your emotions. If you don't know how to express it naturally, honestly, if any dude out here, right, ain't really talking to a woman or can't really open up, and you feel like there's nobody you could turn to, you're already at a disadvantage right there. You might as well take that leap of faith, you know what I mean? Take the leap of faith and jump in and try it. Because again, whatever you put out there into the world is now public information. What can people do to harm you again with public information? If not, there is a book I finished this not too long ago called Emotional Intelligence. Very good book. Paul Ekman, I forgot his emotions or whatever, like, but I think it's mainly deal with facial expressions. But again, that helps. There's people out here that's talking about it. Like, if you really want to be tapped in on a holistic side, you got to understand your emotions. Dig deep within. You know what I mean? Acknowledge it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't run from it. Like I said, man, the world is only as beautiful and bright as you make it. Emotions allow you to express some things that words can't. That emotion, like I said, you can't put all emotions into words. You can't, like, it's a sensory thing. You have to feel it. Like, intuition's a feeling, right? All these different things. I'll leave you on that. I'm pretty sure, like I said, like, how to end this one was one of the ones that was different. But I felt like it needed to be addressed. You know what I mean? Feel more. Express those feelings. Lead this world a better place than, you know what I'm saying, than you found it. Again, click like, subscribe, campaign with this game, man. I'm going to keep trying. Like I said, I'm taking a trip next week, so I'm going to figure out how I'm going to release all this stuff. But I'm going to definitely be working on that trip. Love y'all most definitely. Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip.